behalf of us all, I would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of this land, the Burrumadigal and Darug people of the Eora Nation. On this land, they taught their children their beliefs, knowledge and culture. We pay our sincere respects to the elders of the past, present and future, and extend this respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
Well, good morning and welcome to a very special and a very important King's Cast. This little patch of turf behind me has been pretty significant at the King's School for about 60 years. Since coming to the modern site, Packdrill Hill has been run up, walked up, probably even crawled up in the name of sport, fitness. It's certainly been a very historical little piece of land. 60 years sounds like a long time, but it fades into oblivion when you think about the Burrumadigal people, a clan of the Darug Nation who settled here on the banks of the Parramatta River, just over there, have been here for almost 60,000. They're the traditional owners on this land that I come to you from today. Reconciliation Week. It's powerful and it's only being embraced by more and more Australians as our years go on. Let's hear from Mr. Tony George, the headmaster, about what Reconciliation Week means to the King's School.
National Reconciliation Week is a really significant week for all Australians, and particularly the King's School. At this site at Parramatta, the early stages of the Battle of Parramatta took place on this land. There were those of Pemulwuy and his men as they came through from Oatlands, where there were four redcoats, came through chasing Pemulwuy and his men down into Hunts Creek. In that process, in Hunts Creek, blood was shed, and blood was shed of Indigenous peoples, our First Nations peoples of Australia. That is part of our story at King's. And it is important for our boys and our community, particularly to understand the connection to land that we have as we pay respect and acknowledge those that had custodianship of this land before we came. We do so now together. And so while we have different stories of the past, the challenge for the King's community and the extended community across Parramatta, Sydney, New South Wales and Australia is how we are able to bring our stories together with the stories of First Nations people that have been here for the best part of 65,000 years. While our stories of the past are different, the importance of Reconciliation Week is that we might explore the ways in which our stories come together so that we might have a common story going forward. Reconciliation Week is important for our school, and there are a number of really important initiatives that we're wanting to share with our community.
This term at the senior school, our teachers have integrated Indigenous learning experiences into their curriculum and programs. Our Year 8 Geography students took a field trip to the beautiful Blue Mountains, where they connected with local Aboriginal rangers who shared information about culture, country and the values and stories surrounding the Blue Mountains and the surrounding areas. During our annual cadet camp last term, we engaged the Wanarua Elders Council to facilitate the first ever Welcome to Country smoking ceremony for the cadets, and that was a very special experience for the boys. Over in the English department, again, the Year 8s completed four sessions based around different aspects of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander histories and cultures. The boys completed these sessions with a reflection about what they think reconciliation is about and why they think it's important. Let's hear from some of those boys now.
I think it's important that we maintain Aboriginal people's history, maintain their culture and their language, because it's been fading away. And I think we need to maintain it because it's equality and how we need to be treated equally.
Reconciliation is deemed to be important because we must be able to recognise all the suffering and hardships that the Aborigines had gone through, from the stolen generation to even modern day racism.
Aboriginals and Torres Strait Islander people have had a very tough past, and they should have the right to feel equal again today.
I think reconciliation is important because it is about commemorating the Aboriginal people and acknowledging that they are the true owners of this land that we're living in.
As a school, we gathered together on Friday for an assembly where the monitors reflected on National Reconciliation Week. In particular, they introduced our Indigenous jersey, which our first 15 played in their fixture against Newington. The designers of the jersey were two old boys, Dylan Peach and also Geordie Williams. I'll now hand you over to our rugby captain, Saxon Fenwick, who caught up with Dylan to chat about the design and the significance of the jersey, both for him, our school, and the broader community.
Can you explain to us your jersey design?
So the jersey design's basically about connection. So it's got Paramatagal there. That's actually the traditional name of Parramatta. Yeah, the eel is sacred to the Paramatagal people. So we've got the eel there in the centre. So the circle in the middle is what we call a connection circle. So there's always things going into it, and feet walking in and the feet around. I mean, everyone's connected when they're playing rugby. And the boomerangs on the sleeves represent the old boys and all the people that come back to give back to Kings.
What does designing the Indigenous jersey mean to you and your culture?
It means a lot to me and Geordie, like us personally, because this will be the first jersey Kings have ever done. And to create change and be a part of that is really special.
Over at the prep school, boys from all year groups learn about reconciliation in embedded, age-appropriate learning opportunities. Let's hear from Mr. Peter Allison, the head of school, to see how that works.
Here at the prep, we recognise the important role we play in educating our boys so they develop the knowledge and integrity to contribute to reconciliation. To avoid tokenism, rich learning is thoughtfully embedded throughout the academic curriculum. For example, Year 6 are currently learning about federal government. Great timing for that unit. They've investigated the current and historical struggles of First Nations peoples for rights and freedoms. They studied the film Rabbit Proof Fence and discussed how societal decisions have and continues to impact on Indigenous Australians. Last week, they were in Canberra, where they visited the Tent Embassy and discussed its ongoing significance. Year 3 students recently spent the day immersed in Aboriginal culture led by Gamara Rangers. The boys learned about law and kingship and ceremonies that have been passed down through oral storytelling. They learned about nutritional and healing properties of bush tucker, and they also enjoyed singing and dancing with an Aboriginal leader, imitating native animals. It was a great day with young Aboriginal adults appreciating their connection to country and their cultural knowledge. While inquiring into the workings of the solar system, Year 5 explored the role of the night sky in Indigenous cultures, and they learned about the importance of constellations for storytelling and navigation. Classes have participated in lots of learning activities with their peers, and then we culminated the week with a special Reconciliation Chapel service. Well, look, rather than only hear from me, here's a few boys from Year 6 to share about what reconciliation means to them.
Reconciliation matters to me because it fosters our relationships with Indigenous people and grows our bonds in society.
Reconciliation matters to me because I'm Indigenous and I want to embrace more of my culture and my history.
Reconciliation means a lot to me because we need to remember what happened in history and make sure we become friends who forgive each other.
How wonderful to see past and present students coming together in the name of reconciliation to ensure that the conversations keep taking place, because we know that even though Reconciliation Week is over, the conversations need to keep happening. If you have a chance to review our 2022 to 2024 strategic plan, you'll be aware that our commitment to reconciliation and the acknowledgement of Indigenous culture is a conversation we continue to have. We look forward to sharing more information with you about this community conversation in a live strategic plan webinar with the Headmaster to be held on the evening of June the 20th. More information will follow in due course. We'll see you all next time.